Amongst Women by John McGann.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Madeline. As he weakened, Moran became afraid of his daughters. This once powerful man was so implanted in their lives that they had never really left Great Meadow, in spite of jobs and marriages and children and houses of their own in Dublin and London. Now they could not let him slip away. "You'll have to shape up, Daddy. You can't go on like this. You're giving us no help. We can't get you better on our own." "Who cares? Who cares anyhow?"
"We care. We all care very much."
They all came at Christmas. After Christmas, Mona, the one girl who had not married, came every weekend from Dublin. Sometimes Sheila got away from her family to come with her, and she drove down for a few hours, as well as now and again in the middle of the week. The airfare from London was too expensive for Maggie to come regularly. Michael, their younger brother, had promised to come from London at Easter, but Luke, the eldest, still would not come. All three girls planned to come home to revive Monaghan Day. They had to explain to their stepmother, Rose, what Monaghan Day was. She had never heard of it in all her time in the house. The end of February fair in Mohill was Monaghan Day. McQuaid came every year to the house on Monaghan Day. He and Moran had fought in the same flying column in the war. McQuaid always drank a bottle of whiskey in the house when he came.
"If we could revive Monaghan Day for Daddy..."